episode is here, Bhakti.
Super excited.
That is going to go online.
I know. Days and days of recording, editing, and all the technical know-hows.
Something about which I know nothing.
Oh, but you're getting better.
Slightly.
But it's been a blast.
Yeah, it has been. Mainly because of you and because of our guests who've kept it, like, really interesting.
And Bhakti Tunkiwala. Guys, she is a blast.
Yeah, how can I help myself? I'm so humorous.
And so very humble.
Totally humble.
Yeah, right. You'd rather be honest than modest.
So, Rashmi, why podcasts?
So, I was listening to a lot of podcasts. Absolutely great content in the last few years. And that made me want to talk to the people in my community who were doing a lot of other interesting stuff beyond dentistry.
And when you pitched, or when she, Rashmi, pitched this idea to me, I was a little initially hesitant because I didn't know Rashmi as well. But I did know that I love to talk to people. That's my chief talent. So we just plunged in.
Yeah, and it's been fun.
And we've discovered that we both share many interests, like reading, Rashmi.
Yeah, like she reads 4 books a week.
Yes.
I end up reading 1 book in 4 weeks, like managed to finish, but hey, that's okay.
And Rashmi listens to music I haven't heard of before, or people who are already dead, but it's cool because I'm tone deaf and I acknowledge that.
Yeah, I mean, she cannot differentiate between Lata and Asha, but hey, that's
it's okay too. So when we talk to our guests and the journeys they've taken us on, we want to share those journeys with you. We would also like to share what we love to do, what we are reading,
what we are watching,
what we're listening to,
or where we aspire to travel. So keep tuned, follow us, and keep listening. We are so absolutely chuffed to bring Dr. Kumaraswamy on the very first episode of the RNB podcast. Dr. Kumaraswamy is a very renowned periodontist.
Everybody knows him, about his accomplishments and the positions he holds, etc. And if you don't, you can Google him. But what he's going to say on our podcast today is not something you can find on any social media platform except this one.
Okay, let's get started, shall we?
Should I say I'm nervous because I'm going to unlock some cupboards and skeletons?
You know what? R&B can't wait.
Thank you so much. And this is an experience, I must say, because I've never spoken to an audience which I can't see.
And you have spoken to many audiences.
Exactly. So, but it's fun. This audience I love. It was two pretty girls. And what can I ask for on a balmy afternoon? Yeah.
So, Dr. Kumaraswamy, as I was telling Rashmi, when we first, like, you know, yours was the first name that came up. Mainly because I find that I've never seen anybody uncomfortable talking to you. Like, I remember even as a student when you spoke to us in GDC. I love to mention GDC everywhere because I hear a lot about Nair otherwise. But you were so at tune with the audience to which you were speaking. So many students came up to you and spoke. Is this a skill that you have built?
Interesting you ask me this question. By the way, you made a statement saying that people are not uncomfortable speaking to me.
Yeah.
Can you make it gender specific?
No. I've seen all genders speaking to you comfortably.
Okay. So coming to your question of why is it that I find it easy to relate to everybody, irrespective of gender, age, or whatever. I was strongly inspired by my mother. Yeah. And people still call me Mama's boy. And I'm so proud of that.
Yeah.
And incidentally, tomorrow happens to be her. You know, we have this Pitru Shraddh Mass, and tomorrow is happening. So I feel very strongly connected, especially when you ask me this question. So she was one person who held and who loved to hold court. And she could relate to anybody within the family, extended family, neighborhood, in school when she used to take us. And so I kept watching her and said that, what is it in her? And I realized that if you can make one person happy, comfortable, contented.
I've seen you at every conference that I've attended. And like on stage, so comfortable taking care of so many people. It's amazing. Did this start somewhere in like your college days?
You know why I'm taking a sigh? It's because I was completely stage fright enveloping me.
Oh God.
Till I entered GDC.
Right.
Okay. I couldn't.
GDC.
Yes. That's like home.
Yeah,
it's like home. My actual home is second home. GDC is my first home. So when I entered GDC in 1975, fresh out of Ruya College, where for the first time I was interacting with girl classmates because I went to a boys' school.
Okay.
We are only three brothers, so no sisters at home.
Okay.
No extended family staying in Mumbai. So I didn't even know how to relate to a girl, how to talk, what's the right...
This.
Yes. Yes. So when I went to Ruya College and for the first time I had to interact with girls, I was nervous. And I actually went into depression. And it took me 3 years to get to speak properly and be comfortable with a girl.
Okay.
And then come GDC. And I can't
imagine
sort of,
this.
Pushed into the deep end of the pool there, sort of. Second year, and I must confess, I don't know how many people know about this, I flunked in second year. And thanks to extracurricular activities, if you may will, and that took the focus out. First failure in my life, in my family. So you can imagine the stigma.
Yeah.
And coming from an orthodox Brahminical family and failure, and but it happened. And that really toughened me in a way. It can happen. It can happen. Whereas one failure can lead to more failures. But also, if you can be fast enough, sharp enough to learn from a failure, it will go a long way into establishing a character. And that's what has happened.
But hey, that's what I'm saying. That's what happens. The moment we decide or we look at failures in a more constructive way.
And Dr. Kumar Swamy, something about your college days, your two best buddies or...
So being an introvert, like I mentioned when I entered first BDS.
So no stories from first BDS?
No, there aren't. There aren't. I know. And also she's looking at the age maturity. So come to a stage where, you know, we love to listen to gossip, don't we? So first BDS was, we don't know when it started, when it got over. Getting the feel of it. Always very respectful of my seniors. I've been taught that. So the seniors took to me and they diluted the ragging towards me. Okay? Our batch is the who is who of current Indian dentistry. You know, the Sushant Umres and the Kanir Bhatias and the V.S. Mohans and the Dabolkar, Ashok Dhoble, Nawate, Prasad Joshi from Pune. We're all one batch and we still are so close knit. Okay, and then internship, we used to call it CA-ship.
Yeah.
There's no internship at that time. So a lot of cultural activities.
Yeah.
I started getting very, very, very busy with them, getting to know more people.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I also got along very well with the staff. So I became a go-to man.
That so Dr. Umre shared with us that they call you Abdul.
He has snitched. He has snitched big time, I must say. So I think somewhere I love playing up couples against each other, friends. And I would sort of normally do it very casually and then watch the fun. So that probably has got me the brand. Yes. Why has it happened? Because I think having been connected to so many people simultaneously on the same page, the information just flows to me.
And it gets
recalled. I'm blessed with good recall memory. So what happens is at an appropriate time we'll just slip in that information and watch it. Okay. And they think, how did you know this? And then they'll go back and encounter their spouse. Kumar told me this. Is that true? And so that's how I think, it's gone to an extent where I started embarrassing my friends. So Ajit Shetty will always take me along at all these conferences. Because he's with Kumar, then you can always come. Oh, baatein kar raha hai, sab kuch, 5 minutes baat hogi, and then, you know, he's asking who exactly they speak to. So Ajit said, Kumar, just tell me whom I'm speaking to. So the batch of 77, that is Ajit Shetty, Sandesh Mayekar, Deepak Muchhala, Ramesh Shankar, that's one batch. And then we had a batch of 79. So between these two batches, we got somehow so intertwined and close to each other.
Yeah, I mean, you guys actually wrote the future of dentistry.
Yes. It happened. It happened. Yeah, we were lucky that we were at a cusp of a change. Mm. And yes,
so
we
the
were...
change didn't come by itself. So
we worked hard. Sure, yeah. Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah. And we must thank our fraternity to believe in us. See, any change will always be opposed first. I always say there are stages, right? Mm. There'll be an opposed first, okay? Then there'll be acceptance with a lot of reluctance. And then there'll be an applause. And then there'll be appreciation.
Tell us a little about when you started your implant journey. I remember you speaking somewhere and saying that I just went and picked up some implants and got started.
In fact, the cruise that she was alluding to, that cruise was primarily arranged by Dr. Shavir. And he happens to be my implant guru. Okay. Because being a periodontist, there was something holding me back. And I wasn't openly confident about implants. Till he pushed me over the cliff one day. And 1996. And after that, I started placing implants. First, he held my hand, of course, for a few cases. And then I was on my own. It's a gap of 6 years that I was just watching to see and get some confidence. And that time, I think Frialit, one of the acclaimed systems, entered India. And then I embraced that system and the science of implantology. Then the next question was, can I afford?
So what keeps you at the helm of so many conferences on the stage? Moderating and organizing.
Very simple. I want pairs of eyes on me. I love to listen to my own voice. I love to dress up, as you can see.
Dr. Kumaraswamy, how do you manage to remain so honest with your opinions, yet so deeply connected to everyone?
Which I struggle to. I can't. I struggle to. And sometimes people mistake me for saying that, a bit too flowery. There's something behind it. This is not real.
Some people have this ability to always be there for the people they care about, their friends, their family, and everybody around them. Is that what you do?
The prayer that I have always is that please ensure that I can say yes and available to my friends when they reach out to me.
That's wonderful.
So that there's some kick that I get, you know. I don't know, I can't describe it, but there's something.
I know you did something really unique about handing over your practice to your son. Tell us a little about that.
Somewhere in the back of my mind, every time as I was getting older, I said that I'm getting to 65. So 2 years ago, I said, let me talk about succession planning. And I discussed it with my friends. I said, it can only begin at home, right? I have to do it to convince people. So I spoke to a financial evaluator, evaluated my practice. That was component one. The real estate is component two, which is easy. You got a market, fair market value for that. I sat with my son. I said, you come back from the US and you say you're going to settle down now. You didn't come back to experiment, to see how it works. You decided you're going to be here. So I want to hand over the practice. You tell me in an organized, structured manner. So tomorrow, there's no blame game. I'm not pushing you into it. Consider it. And we did all the mathematics that we need to. We came up with something. And obviously, youngsters today will not have the wherewithal and the finance to sort of, okay, this is the amount. Dad, give me your practice. Yeah. It has to be over a period of time. There has to be some hand-holding. And today we are on the 10th of September. Yeah. As of 1st August, okay. I've handed over my practice.
That's pretty cool. Okay, now coming to your love for singing, you heard a lot about it. When did you discover this?
Always liked Hindi movies, watching them. I always loved songs. And since we belong to an era of the wonderful golden 50s, 60s, 70s, obviously those are the movies and those songs that sort of appeal to us. And I always have this argument with my kids. They are the 90s kids, you know. They sing the best songs. And the Mohammad Rafi's and the Kishore Kumars and the Mukeshes. Sahil Udyanvi for sure. Majru Sultanpuri. And of course, the legend Anand Bakshi. Because of that love for movies and songs, I tried to bray, But I realized that I realized I was losing out a sur here and a tal there, which I still do. So in 2012, Akshay got married in 2011. So 2012, I had a lot of free time. Okay. And I'm basically a restless person. If I don't have anything to do, I can drive people up the wall.
Leave you alone.
Yeah. So I said that, okay, now what do I do? So I joined my Guruji, Umesh Bipin Ji, in Chembur, okay. And 2012. And because I was used to anchoring and moderating,
yeah.
So he said that, why wouldn't you anchor our annual music programs? So that was the first. So that was the first. I said, okay. And I was excited. And then there was this group of doctors called Tuning Folks.
Okay.
And we have a bunch of doctors, different specialists. I anchor their programs. We do about 8 to 10 programs a year.
Oh, we have to come for one of them.
Oh, sure.
This is not on the
record. And we do programs only for a cause. Okay. And we have a huge fan following. In fact, if you go to YouTube and Tuning Folks, you'll get a few.
Tuning Folks, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we have a group like that. Mm-hmm. And that really sort of, you know, drove me to a point where I became addicted. And I started getting away from dentistry. That was scary. That was scary. Because my kids... my kids said, Papa, what's wrong with you? Whenever we need you for something, you said, you've got a rehearsal here, you've got a take there, you've got a shoot there. So, yeah, till this COVID March, I think, even now, last month, what we did was we hired an empty auditorium,
okay.
And we did a live recording, and that's going to be beamed every month. Now, we got about 4 episodes, and we made it a theme. We always have a theme. So this theme was stringed instrument songs,
okay.
Piano-based songs, and tabla-based songs. I have a problem. The problem is, I can never remember words and lyrics.
Your favorite, yeah. 2 lines to your favorite song, yeah.
Okay. Kahin dur jab din dhal jaye sanj ki dulhan बदन चुराए चुपके से आए मेरे ख्यालों के आंगन में कोई सपनों के दीप जलाए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए.
Wow, and one of my favorite music directors, Salil Chaudhary.
Yeah, Salil, that was too good. Other thing which I must tell you all is, I loved the position of a moderator and quiz master right from GDC. So GDC never had anything called as a quiz show till I started it. Yeah, with all modesty set aside, I must...
No modesty required.
Okay, so quiz. And during our time, we used to have another very popular show called What's a Good Word? So we had an inter-class competition. Correct, Savira. And we had an inter-class quiz. Dr. Savera, late Professor Dr. Savera, he was the captain of the staff team.
Okay.
And we had... So during lunchtime, I was busy conducting quiz.
Okay.
And then after this singing and movies, I love conducting movie quiz.
So now in conclusion, we want you to tell us something that you want to say because you are best positioned to say something. Just dentist and what's happening with college.
Tackle this question at 3 levels, if you will.
Yeah.
The first one is as a human being.
Yeah.
Okay, I think positivity is the key in present times. Because I have realized that any negativity by thought or action is harming you, you and you alone. Apart from some side effects of other people, but you are getting harmed. Positivity, you feel good and the people around you feel good.
Yeah.
So that's the benefit.
Yeah.
And If it comes naturally, very good. If you have to put on positivity, do it. Yeah. What do you lose?
And someone what do you will lose? Remain with you.
Yeah. So that's one, as far as humans are concerned, I think there will always be competition. There will always be people doing better than you who didn't do well when they were in college with you. Yeah, that is again a calibration which you have to set yourself and decide as to what exactly is your roadmap. And if you're falling short, work harder. There's no problem. Yeah, exactly, for your roadmap. You cannot change someone else's roadmap. But you certainly can do for your own. So I think that that helps. If you are part of a family, and I'm sure all of us are, they're committed. You have to remain committed to the family, whether difficult times, good times, but you have to, you're the leader, you're the captain.
Yeah.
So you have to show them by example, lead, and make them feel comfortable. As a professional, as a dentist, if you are committed and you have opted for this profession, with all your heart, do it. If you feel that you've got something in you which is stopping you from giving your best, who is forcing you? Because once you force yourself, it's only harm to your patients, to your family back home, because you're unhappy. So no problem. One dentist less in this country is not going to make any difference. But it's going to make a difference to you, where you'll now start doing things which you like to do. If you get up in the morning and you will say, oh no, one more day, quit. Quit. But if you say, you get up and say, oh, today I got this. Oh, I got a podcast. I don't know. I was so excited since yesterday. And you know, there's always excitement in some uncertainty. When you don't know everything, you're always excited. Whereas when you know everything, you probably become a bit complacent. So I think that is the other part. So if you feel that you're not feeling, quit. And then we come to, you belong to a society. So we have got some amount of behavioral expectation by our colleagues. Where do you need to?
We had so much fun talking to Dr. Kumar Swami that we would love to do this again sometime.
This is going to be just part one?
No, we're going to have part two, where you're going to speak about all the passions you haven't spoken about yet. This was just the warm-up session.
Of all the secrets which I haven't opened up yet.
This was a warm-up session.
If I were to list three passions of my life, dentistry, movies and cricket, let me just give you a ranking here. Cricket, number one. Yeah. Dentistry... yeah, probably movies number two and dentistry three.
Really?
now I think, yeah, now. But to survive, I think I had to fall back on the dentistry pillar, which I did. But otherwise, yeah, cricket and movies, completely passionate about it.
So, test, one day international or IPL? I think it's the IPL.
Yes, you know why? Yeah. Because I love short capsules of excitement.
Okay.
And IPL, well, 2020 for that matter, is that exactly. And I'm really regretting that as we speak in the next, I would have probably departed for Australia if T20 World Cup was to happen there. I had my tickets though, and I'm still waiting the refund. But yes, T20 is fun. Last year, of course, World Cup, to be there at Old Trafford and beating Pakistan was out of this world.
Okay, now, small quiz for the quiz master.
Listeners, you know what this is? This is a two-pronged attack. And yes, it's a double header in a way. Go for it.
Okay, let's begin with my favorite question. Lata or Asha?
Lata for Thai and Asha for versatility.
Okay, Asha, ka your favorite song? How can you have a favorite? Okay, one of
okay, yes. Raat akeli hai.
Oh, yes. And
Jewel Thief and Tanuja, the impish Tanuja.
Okay, the obvious, Kishore or Rafi?
Tough, very tough. But my heart is with Rafi and the mind says Kishore.
Not like judging as a singer, but you like Rafi.
Yeah, so because both of you, it's impossible. You ask anybody, it'll be impossible to hardcore. Yeah, and hardcore Rafi fans are there, and hardcore Kishore Kumar fans are there. But yeah, because if you look at the repertoire of the songs, and each one of them has excelled in the genre, and they all have got a huge spread. However, let me tell you an interesting fact here. If you look at the lyricists, they knew that Mohammad Rafi, talaffuz of Urdu words was easy, so they always used Urdu words. The moment Kishore started becoming popular, Anand Bakshi, you know, who used less of Urdu and more of Hindi, because they never sort of said that Kishore cannot carry off Urdu words, but they made it easy, and he had Hindi words. So this is one observation I can tell you.
Shift this whole thing a little bit. Okay. Swami Nityananda Ram Rahim Singh. You know who Ram Rahim Singh is?
Of course. Ashram is loosely based on his life.
No, I'm not
lost
Ashram.
Oh, yeah?
I just read the review today.
Yeah, today's. Yeah. Yeah, but...
both are performers, so I thought let me put them here.
Swami?
Nityanand. Do you know him?
Of course.
Yeah. Ram Rahim Singh.
Kumar Swami.
Osho or Sadhguru?
I loved Osho's philosophy, okay, because it was big. If you right from the heart, Sadhguru is more convincing. You know, friends, let me tell you this, okay, and this is not scripted, okay. when I was requested by Rashmi and Bhakti to do something like this. This was about 4-5 months ago, even before. I remember the day of the Udats and Ali's book was launched, and I had no idea. And my nature is to say yes and then think. So I said yes. And then I said, you know what, Akshay, I'm going to do a podcast. He said, do you know what it is? I said, no, I'll get to know. And then we had a hiatus of 5 months and until you revived the invitation a week ago. And I said, okay, let's do it. And I was getting excited, and now I know what it is.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for the next part. It was splendid. Thank you so much.
In such a revelation interviewing Dr. Kumar Swami, we obviously laughed so much more than we expected to at all.
This was hands down the most amazing interview for me. Maximum amount of fun. Thank you so much, Dr. Kumar Swami, once again.